Americans don't normally pay attention to the sport of cricket, but the tragic death of 25-year-old Australian cricket star Philip Hughes is drawing people's attention here in the U.S. and around the world. Hughes died yesterday, 2 days after he was struck on the top of the neck by a ball during a match in Sydney. The BBC's Nick Marshall McCormick joins us from Salford near Manchester, England. And Nick, you're originally from Australia. Tell us how people there are reacting.
It's really emotional across Australia. If I can sum up the feeling with one word, I suppose it's numb, because one of the youngest superstars of cricket, the national game, has just been stolen away from them so brutally, so suddenly. He wasn't anywhere near his prime, only 25.
Yeah, and cricket, the second most popular sport in the world after soccer. For Americans, though, it's a bit of a foreign sport to us. Can you explain exactly how this happened?
Yeah, sure. It was a freak accident. The bowler, Sean Abbott, who no one blames, by the way, I guess you can call it the pitcher in baseball, sends the ball down the wicket, and the ball that he bowled was called a bouncer, which is a short pitch delivery. It swung up quite violently, hit Phil Hughes in the neck, which hasn't really ever done such devastating damage like this before.
And these bouncers sometimes reach speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. And how common are injuries in cricket in general? Is it a dangerous sport?
I think you get the bruises, you get the broken noses. It's not as brutal as American football or rugby union or rugby league. I don't think that you can call it a sport that is brutal, put it that way.
Now, in this country, in the United States, there's lots of conversations about safety in sports, professional football, hockey, that sort of thing. Are there similar conversations in the cricket world?
Yeah, yes and no. It's a debate of safety versus comfort. The back of the helmet is the issue here, because it hit his neck area where the helmet didn't extend down to. Now, the issue for players is if you extend that helmet, you take away the player's ability to play certain shots and duck and weave. But the debate will rage on, and there will be an investigation by Australian Cricket into this to make sure that they have the best safety for players. The rest of the body is fully protected. Players wear knee pads, shin pads, thigh pads. It's a fast sport. Mm. For Americans who think that it's a genteel sport, that English people play sipping tea, it's not. It's far from that.
Obviously, a very difficult time for cricket fans around the world. The BBC's Nick Marshall McCormick on the death of Australian cricket star Philip Hughes. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.